Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Cooperadula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Welcome along, it's Breakfast Rolled, it's Cooper Nuna. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast of our show, which you can listen live every day, 6 till 10 a.m. Monday to Friday. We started the show with something about being polite and nice to AI, because we all have the fear that they're going to take over the world.
Nuna, the robots are coming to take over, as you know.
AI, baby.
Yeah, so a lot of people are using AI and ChatGPT, and your AI assistant is built into your lives now.
I depend on it a lot now.
It's in your phones, yeah.
Yeah.
How do I get home? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you say please or thank you when asking ChatGPT?
Well, I used to, but someone told me that saying thank you was bad. Something about using up a lot of...
Who's that?
You.
Yeah, it was me. Well, yeah. Listen, apparently, if you think it's odd to be polite to artificial intelligence, a new study might surprise you. Turns out 48% of people believe AI deserves courtesy. Gen Z is leading the way to politeness towards these robots. Nearly half of adults advocate for extending common courtesies to digital assistants. Over half of Gen Z's, 56%, say they naturally use polite language when interacting with AI. And 68% of respondents view politeness towards AI as simply the standard approach.
Well, it's nice to be nice. And when you are chatting to it, you feel like you're chatting to a person. Like, I know, crazy and all as that sounds.
Okay, so the initial approach to be nice is nice. It's good practice that when you eventually do decide to talk to a human, you might treat them with some respect. But do you ask ChatGPT to say, listen, I've got a potato, an onion, and a chicken fillet. Can you give me a suggestion for dinner? And this is all I have with ingredients. And then it spits out a whole load of ingredients with all the directions of
how to do it. Yeah, it's great.
Do you then say thank you?
As I said, I used to.
Yeah.
But I don't now.
So saying it is nice to say thank you, and you also have the fear of, like, if you're not nice to the robots, when they take over, they will choke you today.
Give you wrong information.
Yeah. The electrocutor or anything like that. By saying thank you is using up more data space, and data centers use up energy, which uses up water to cool them down.
I'm
saying don't, but maybe in the initial kind of process of saying thanks, maybe at the end, instead of another response to it, because you use it up energy. I'm very safety Steve this morning.
You are safety Steve, but do you say thanks to your dishwasher when it's done a load?
Do I say thanks to my dishwasher?
Yeah, or do you say...
After it's done a load?
You know what I mean? Or do you say thanks to your washing machine when it does the sog? To tell you that it's finished.
Mine doesn't have a sog, mine isn't fancy.
Ha ha, I got a sog on mine. It's actually super annoying.
I told you I can turn it off for you if you want.
Then you'd have to enter my house.
No, I can do it on your phone.
You know you can. My phone's not hooked up to my washing machine.
Oh my God. Anyway, so do you thank your dishwasher and your washing machine?
No. I just thought it might be something you do.
No, but that would be something you would definitely do. It's kind of like, oh, thank you, toaster.
Cheers.
Thank you, kettle. Thank you, coffee machine. Thank you, alarm, for going off at 4:30 in the morning.
It's good practice, Cooper.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooperadula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
This is always a bit of fun on the show. It's called Our Survey Says, and we get a statistic from producer Donal, and we have to try and figure out what the answer is. And this was today's.
The new average age people start doing this is 15. What is that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
So it's getting younger. So the new average age people start doing this is 15.
Getting up before midday on school holidays.
Getting up after midday.
No, but because they're getting a little bit older, they are getting up earlier.
Yeah, they 15, used. I would have slept past 12 o'clock during the school holidays.
Yeah, I could never. Yeah.
I used to get in so much trouble.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, it's not sleep past 12, not before 12.
Mom would ring the house to make sure I was up.
Yeah, are you up?
Yeah. So I'd have to run up to the house phone and be like, yeah, I'm up, I'm cleaning. Yeah, right. Back to bed.
Cleaning up with all the boys in me dreams. That's what you're doing.
You weirdo.
You just call me a weirdo.
Yeah.
All right, okay, Una. What's your guess?
Is it shaving?
Wow, isn't
no,
it?
I did not press that button. Not press that button.
Shaving.
Is it shaving?
Shaving. Yeah, that's a good... Maybe, yeah, they're getting hair early, or even just learning to do it earlier. Yeah. No, it's not the answer, no.
I've only got a Ronnie.
you have a little 5 o'clock shadow.
Little fluffy moustache.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Bum fluff.
Were you allowed to have... were the lads or the girls, even whoever, were they allowed to have facial hair in your school?
I was going to an all-girls school.
Yeah. Sure. As yeah, I said,
still, yeah.
they didn't have a problem with it. Yeah.
See, you never got in trouble.
No beards, no.
No, no. Right. Never got in trouble for me, Ronnie.
Okay. All right, get your guesses in. 087-1102-107. The question we're asking on our survey says is...
The new average age people start doing this is 15. What is it?
iRadio's survey says...
Donald, our survey is asking what...
The new average age people start doing this is 15. What is it?
Guesses on 087-1102-107.
And 15, as my mother would say, they start to smell themselves.
Ew.
Start to realise they smell.
Does anybody need anything in the shop? Yeah, grab us some links, will you? What flavour? Obviously, Africa.
What flavour?
I say flavour.
Yeah, we all say flavour. It's human in.
No, it's not the answer, unfortunately, okay. Larry, no.
Morning, guys. Is the answer attending the gym? That become more popular over time, so is it attending the gym? Claire,
thanks, Claire.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, that is a good. There's loads of young ones and younger and younger. It's like you can't. Don't hurt yourself lifting that thing. No, it's not the answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. One more.
Morning, guys. Liam here. So this morning, I'm the clue. So I asked Siri, and Siri says,
"It's cheating, asking robots.
Yeah,
these are your lovely brain.
Start puberty.
Start puberty.
Maybe it is getting earlier, but it's not the answer. Siri was wrong on this.
It's
attention.
Later.
It's later. Yeah.
Puberty starts earlier than that.
Yeah, between 9 and 14. Average 11 to 12. That's one of my favourite things. Is like hearing the lads when their voices change. Hey, can I get fries with that? Sure can. Hey, Uncle Stephen. How's it going?
No, there was no right answer there. Now the correct answer is the new average age people start drinking coffee is 15.
No way.
It's coming down. Yeah, some people drink it earlier, but the average age 15.
Yeah, I was on coffee way before that.
No way.
Yeah, I was.
I only started about 2 years ago.
We didn't know. Back in my day, and we didn't know caffeine was a dangerous thing.
So back still, in my day.
This will keep them awake. All right, we'll have another survey says tomorrow morning. On the way, we want to give you a chance to win an amazing prize. It is, it's unknown what's going to be in it, but it is an iRadio goodie bag. It's a mystery bag. It's got the contents of Una's drawer in there because she keeps the messiest drawers, and every week we just empty it out and put it into your goodie bag. Yep. The game is called Rhyme It, and we give you a word and then a load of questions. Every answer to those questions will rhyme with that word. If you want to have a go playing and get a chance of getting that mystery bag full of Una's bits and pieces, it could be concert tickets in there. She's very forgetful. She forgot she'd Oasis tickets in there.
No, I did. Yeah.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We've a new game on the show. We do after 8 o'clock every morning. It's called Rhyme It. How does it work? Well, have a listen.
Rhyme It. Just a little bit, no, all of it.
Rhyme It is where you can win the contents of Una's drawers and also a iRadio goodie bag, because most of the goodie bag is the contents of Una's drawers. Gerald's playing this morning. He's in Tyrone. Good morning.
Hi, Jared.
Oh, how are you doing?
Really, really good. Thanks very much. Tell us what you do, Jared.
I don't know what you'd call me. I drive diggers an odd time and lorries and try to sing an odd time, so that's as far as I can go with that.
Singing?
Singing?
What kind of singing do you do, Jared?
In his favourite country.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and listen, you were on a famous TV show as well, weren't you?
Well, it went so far that I glory to hear last year, yeah.
Glory to hear. So that's kind of like the X Factor for country and Irish, isn't it?
X Factor for the coaches.
The culty factor.
Welcome to Glorter. Welcome to Jared from Tyrone. He's going to sing his favourite song. Jared, take it away.
Soulella.
What song are you going to sing for us? You going to sing us a song for the crack?
Well, I think you knew I was going to give me a hand, was she?
Listen, you don't have to ask twice. Go on, Jared, hit it, baby.
3, 2, 1.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, 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 mama, rock me.
Wow.
You go on the chorus then, eh?
That was beautiful, man.
That was fabulous, Jared.
Stick to diggers.
Absolutely.
That's why it did.
I'm only kidding. You have a beautiful voice. Mean. Right, listen, do you know how to play Rhyme It?
Well, I think I'll try and feel my way through it, I think.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, we're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You'll have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you get the highest score at the end of the week, you will win the mystery bag. Who knows what's in it? The contents of Una's drawers, some iRadio goodies like water bottles and stuff. You have a score of 7 to beat, which was Larry yesterday. So I'm going to hand you over to Una. She's going to give you your word, and then we will start the clock, all right?
Okay.
What are you doing now?
Jared, your word today is shade.
Your 30 seconds start now.
On payday, we get what? Paid. The ends paid. Of my top have started to come apart. What have they done?
Ruffled.
When a hen leaves her nest, she's just what?
Laid.
When it's sunny, you can stay cool here in the
shade.
Another name for a knife?
Sword.
An open space in the woods or forest?
Gap.
Mum went to church and did something for us. What did she do?
Pray.
All right.
Time
just
is up.
On the time there. So, okay. The second one, the ends of my top have started to come apart. What was it you said there?
I said ripple, was it?
Oh, no. See, it has to rhyme with shade. So you didn't get that. You got 3. Because
the answer was frayed, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Another name for a knife, we would have taken blade. You said sword. Doesn't quite rhyme. An open space in the woods is glade. It begins with G, but it's not gap, unfortunately.
That was a hard one.
Listen. Oh, no, when you come on blind, that's what happens.
A for effort. You didn't just pass. You gave answers. In fairness,
you know, 2 o'clock, you'd be checking your CAOs and just thinking, what college did you get into today after that performance? I think you did well.
You did great.
Yeah, Jared, you're absolute legend. Thank you so much for coming on and especially singing to us.
That was really beautiful.
That was a treat I didn't expect this morning. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. Take care. Mate.
Cheers. Bye.
So the score is 7. Still has to be vet. If you reckon you can do that, rhyme it with your name and where you are to 087-1102-107, and you could be winning the first of the Rhyme It goodie bags on iRadio.
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
It's never a dull day in the world of Una O'Carroll, and the other day was no different. It all went to hell when she tried to park her car in Navan.
I tell you what, I love it when I get a WhatsApp from Una and she's absolutely ranting and raving and shouting and cursing.
I was emotional.
You're very emotional.
I was emotional, yeah.
What exactly happened to you? Because I want you to share this with everybody. I want to see what everyone thinks of this. 087-1102-107.
Okay, so just to give this a caveat, I was having a really bad day as it was. Bad day.
Bad day. Everything going wrong.
Yeah. So I was in Navan the other day.
On the road.
For an appointment, minding my own business. Parked the car up. The parking ticket machine was in another county. It was over in Westmeath. So I had to walk all the way there. So that was an inconvenience, right? Yeah. But I went, I did it, paid for my parking.
Good for you, innit?
And then went to my appointment. So I come out a few hours later and I see 2 people in blue waistcoats and hats and they're skulking around my car.
Ooh, the waistcoats.
They're just going around looking in the windows. I'm like, are they judging me?
Yeah.
They're judging my mess. What are you doing around my car? So I'm like, hello, can I help you? And they're like, do you own this car? I said, yes, I do. And they're like, well, your motor tax is out of date, so we've given you a fine.
Oh!
And I'm like, no, it's not. Here, I'll show you. So I went into the car, got them the disc, and showed them the disc. But they're like, but that wasn't, we couldn't see that on your windscreen. And I'm like, oh, I know, yeah, I meant to put it up, but I just had it, like, hidden under a thing there. Sorry, here it is. And they're like, well, you still have your old motor tax up. And I said, oh, yeah, sorry, I'll get rid of that right now. And I'm like, but no, you have the fine. But but I paid my tax. And they're like, well, you're going to have to repeat it. There's nothing we can do now.
Oh, God. My blood is boiling right now.
So I was like, please don't do this to me. I have done nothing wrong. I've paid for my parking. I've paid my motor tax. Please don't hit me with this fine. And they're like, well, you can see now why it's really your fault, because your disc wasn't visible. I'm like, but you didn't look properly. It was just over the other side. Then I started crying with frustration.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Jesus. Please don't. This is an injustice. Don't do this to me. I've done nothing wrong. And they're like, no, you're going to have to go online now and appeal this, or you can ring this number, ring Meath County Council. I'm like, I don't want to be arguing with Meath County Council. Can't you just tick it off your list? And they're like, no, because we've plugged it now. And I was like, are you Gardaí?
No.
And they're like, no, we're traffic wardens. And I went, thought so. So off I went. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, like, is this, I'm like in trouble now for asking this question.
I hope so.
Do traffic wardens get commission for every kind of
offence that they,
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Food for thought.
Yeah. I don't know any traffic wardens personally. I used to know a guy who worked for Dublin City Council who used to tow cars away. That was his job. Loved it.
He loved it.
Loved it.
Oh, man. I couldn't do it.
Now, he would tow cars that would be like parked in double yellow lines, you know, where the big offenders, right? And he always says, don't ever put your indicators on if you're parked where you're not meant to be, because they're beacons for, look at me, I'm not meant to be parked here. So there's a tip for you. But do they get commission? I don't know. Do they get commission for every kind of one that they get?
Does anyone know? Are there any traffic wardens out there that want to come on and have an old chat and tell us what the crack is?
Ooh.
Yeah, we want to hear your side of the story.
Yeah, our voice disguise is broken, yeah.
And by the by, I appealed that and I've heard nothing back.
Oh, okay.
So, and if I don't pay this fine within 28 days, it's going to go up and up and up and up and up. But I'm not paying it. I am not paying it because I didn't do anything wrong. My motor tax was paid.
Yeah.
It's in date.
And I think even more surprising to everyone, they actually managed to figure out how to pay for the parking as well.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. All right, brilliant.
Like, I know it was a little bit stupid to not have it clearly visible, but...
Yeah, well, listen, what we're going to do, we are going to go to the WhatsApps in a few minutes because they are flying in here now. 087-1102-107. Do they get commission? Una wants to know. She wants payback. My friend over there, the criminal.
I am not a criminal.
Well, according to WhatsApps here, it says to Una, it is a legal requirement in Ireland to have a motor tax, in order to drive your vehicle in a public
place. I do
place
have motor tax.
And must display the current vehicle license tax disc on the window of your vehicle. Motor tax discs are issued for periods of 3, 6, or 12 calendar months. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I had it up, but it was just slightly, you had to go looking for it, if you know what I mean. Or is the old one, the old one was visible. I don't know why I didn't do it properly. Obviously, I was busy that day.
You were a busy mum.
Busy mum twins.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
Rebecca's in Galway. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Una went to Navan, paid her parking, and then when she came back, there was two parking wardens there and issued her a fine for not displaying the correct tax disc. You've been in the same situation, have you?
Yeah. Oh, God. Mine was a bit more embarrassing, though.
Go on.
Because I paid the parking, went uptown, did whatever I had to do, came back, ticket on the car, and I was like, I paid my parking. And I literally just passed him on the way down, so I marched up the road after him, and I was like, I paid my parking, why did you give me this? And he was like, did you actually read what it was for? And anyways, had the argument that I have taxed my car the whole lot, and I think he felt a bit sorry for me, because I think I was having a bad day as well.
Yeah.
And it's not like me to just go up and be like, wah!
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to go to the county council office there in Galway and appeal it, but then I got a letter to say it was squashed, so I was like, oh, thank God.
Did you have to go in face to face to them?
Oh yeah, and it's a sign, like a sheet and the whole lot, like to say why you didn't have it displayed or whatever. But
jeez, do I need a solicitor to accompany Rebecca, do you reckon? This is shocking. Yeah, you come with me, you represent me. Yeah.
Good.
Do you know what? I'll represent myself for a bit, but you come for support. You can bring a placard with you.
A lot of people are saying, don't pay it, Una. Have your day in court.
Oh, I don't want to.
Fight the fight.
Fight the good fight.
Rebecca, thank you so much. Have a great day.
No bother, you too.
Cheers, bye. All right. We still haven't found out yet, though, do they actually get commission for it? 087-1102-107. Una, earlier on, if you missed it, had a rant and a half and And you got a lot of support from people. So it's a lot of people on the phones. Everybody's behind you on this. We still haven't found out if traffic wardens get commission. What happened to you exactly?
So I was in Navan the other day and I parked the car, went about my business, came back and I saw two people and they were kind of skulking around my car. And I was like, hello, can I help you? And they were like,
that's the dodgy corner boys hanging around Navan.
And they're like, yeah, you're after getting a fine. And I was like, no, I paid for my parking. Look, it's right there. I'm in time. And they said, no, your tax is a year out of date. And I was like, no, it's not. And I ran in and I got the disc and I showed it to them. And they were like, well, you have the old disc on this side that's visible and I'd have to have gone looking for the other disc to see it. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a busy mum of twins and I forgot. It was just handier to buy. That day I just shoved it in there and they're like, well, you've fine now. And I said, but no, you've seen that I've paid it. Can you just like...
Yeah, the car is taxed.
Just mark it out. Yeah. And they were like, no, it's gone through now. You're going to have to appeal it. And I was like, appeal it? Are you joking me? So then I asked them if they were guards. And they said, no, they're traffic wardens. And I went, interesting.
I want to know, actually, when they say it's gone through now, where's it gone through to?
I don't know.
Is it like the system that the Gardaí have, that literally when it's inputted in to their system, can't remember what the system's called, but when it goes in, it's actually logged. And in order to go and change, it has to be done through the courts or anything like that.
Oh, my God, don't tell me I have to go to court.
Oh, yeah.
To appeal it.
Get your best suit on, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were looking to see what everyone else was saying in 087, but 102, 107.
I don't think they get a commission.
Okay, they don't?
I had a similar situation where I had taxed the car online and was waiting for the tax disc to come out and had parked and like that, got the ticket on the window. Tax disc arrived 2 days later, had to go into the council offices and they tried to argue with me that, you know, like why it wasn't displayed, and I was like, I taxed it online, I had to wait for it to come in the post, showed them the email, showed them everything, and they're like, oh, that's not good enough, you shouldn't have drove the car until you had the disc.
Yeah, but the car was taxed, it was legally taxed.
Yeah.
Like, now to me, that was baffling. The car was taxed.
Yeah.
Whether I have it displayed or not, it was taxed. But I think the thing with ticket wardens is it's their ego. Oh. They're obviously just people who applied for the guards and never got it, and now are just on a power trip. Hate them all.
Oh!
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay.
Be interesting to see. Does it go into a system or is it just literally jotted down on a piece of paper?
No, I think it goes into a system. I wonder, did he have to pay that fine? Did he end up paying the fine in the end? Or did he get away with it because his car was...
Oh, yeah.
Action?
No, they were not backing down by the sounds of things. Like. Anyway,
that was... unfair.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the messages for that. And Una, let us know what day it's in court so we can send a court reporter up instead of Frank Graney. You
know? I'm representing myself.
Yeah, Frank Grady being there, courts reporter in, and be like, hey, we're outside the courts here now. Uno Cow going in there after wrestling two Parker Mordens.
Yeah, no, I'm digging my heels in. I paid my tax.
She digged their heels into their toes, and they're now claiming and suing her.
Yeah, combo.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
The madness continues on a Wednesday when we do Wind Up Wednesdays, when Una does her favourite thing, and that is to wind up calls. This one was special.
Wind Up Wednesdays. It's one of my favourite parts of the show. It's where you get to go loose and go crazy. You absolute headcase. Yeah. Oh, Carol.
So Dan got in touch with me and Dan wanted me to wind up his Mrs. Saoirse. So Saoirse brings her chug fella to GAA training every Saturday and there is a lovely man called Morris who coaches them, who trains them.
Oh, Morris.
So I pretended to be Morris's disgruntled wife, Anya.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Saoirse? Saoirse, this is Anya. I'm Morris's wife. You know Morris, who trains the under-10s there in Renmore.
Morris, the GAA trainer.
Oh, yeah, as if you don't know him. Yes, Morris, the GAA trainer.
I know Morris. Who is this?
I'm Anya, his wife, right?
Anya?
Yeah?
Oh, I don't
think
I met you before, Anya. I know Morris.
Oh, you do? You certainly know Morris.
Okay?
I'm not okay. No, I'll tell you now what you can do, right? You can keep away from my Morris, yeah? Because I know what you're at. I've known women like you all my life. Yummy mummies with the Lululemon leggings. Standing at the side of the pitch, all teeth and hair and boobs. You're one of those, aren't you, Saoirse?
Sorry, excuse me. I think you might have the wrong person. My name is Trisha, but...
And your young fella goes to my Morris for training, and you are there to sign his pitch every Saturday. You can't deny it, right? Because I saw you giving him the side eye last Saturday with your fake lashes and standing at the side of the pitch with your flat white, tossing your hair like in your some kind of L'Oreal lad, huh?
Excuse me now. It's just a joke. I always turn up to the pitches with my coffee on a session.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you turned up with a coffee. And is it right that you turned up with an extra coffee last Saturday? Because I saw you touch my Morris on the shoulder. You had a big smile and you did. You gave him a coffee, didn't you?
Tamir, I think you're all wound up now. I've no interest in your Morris. I have my own fella at home that I don't even want to touch on the shoulder. So, listen.
We're
listening.
Oh, there. Yeah. You're getting sick, you want a bit of strange, is it? No, you're getting bored, which you wanted to have at home, so you want to go out and go after my Morris.
Is this a kid or something like? Who is this,
really? I'm on ya. Don't you deny now, right, that you're not standing beside Morris with the intoxicating smell of deep heat and Leaks Africa and thinking about what it'd be like to rough and tumble him, huh? Oh, you're laughing at me. You're laughing at me now. You, listen. You next time you're at training, you keep your eyes off his O'Neill short shorts, right? Because I know he's a spit of Paul Mescal in them, so you probably can't help it. But I tell you now.
Well, I'm looking at him in a new light now after this phone call. You're after enlightening me to your Morris.
Hi, Saoirse.
I'll have my contact lenses on today. Who is this? So, really?
This is Una from iRadio. How are you, Saoirse?
Oh, you cracker! You got me.
Your husband.
How did you know my name? Like, who did you get my name from?
Your husband Dan gave Morris your number so you could. Yeah. So this is all thanks to Dan. Dan the man, huh?
Well,
so,
actually, I thought you were Morris' young fella's like. You have to work on your voiceovers.
I have to work on my voiceovers. Why?
I thought you were a 13-year-old boy.
Yes.
I absolutely love that. Fake lashes.
Fake lashes.
And your little boobs. Oh my God, what a great sport she was as well. She was fantastic. If you would like to get Una to prank somebody on Wind Up Wednesdays, send us a WhatsApp now. And you never know, you could win yourself an Una iRadio goodie bag. It's all in there. All the nice iRadio bits and pieces, all the goodies.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I suppose, don't forget, if you want to get somebody wound up and get pranked by Una, just send us a message on our WhatsApp 087 110 2107. Now it's time to play a game that we play after 9 o'clock every morning, and it is called Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash. We've got facts and we bring them to your ears. Donald Scally goes first. Bring you to tears with his animal facts.
Beautiful, yeah.
Well, what have you got?
Unfortunately, it's not an animal fact today. J.R.R. Tolkien, who's an author I like, he wrote Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. and he got the idea for a hobbit's name from the creator of cotton wool. The person who created cotton wool.
The person who created cotton wool.
I don't know any of the hobbit's names.
Have you seen the films?
Yeah, I wasn't a massive fan.
Oh, Una.
Yeah.
It's one of the best cinematic films. It's brilliant.
I know.
Your chest is tightening here.
Sorry, yeah, I fell asleep.
How can you not, well, like, one of the finest writers of...
I do like Gollum.
You're not meant to like Gollum.
Well, he's funny.
Precious. My precious.
What? That's all I remember, Gollum and the Ring.
Do it again, it was brilliant.
My precious.
God.
Bit Italian, precious. I like it, yeah. So what are you saying to the...
I don't know. Can you name any hobbits?
Samwise Gamgee, yeah. Frodo Baggins, yeah. Merry and Pippin.
Yeah.
Oh. One of them was named after cotton wool.
The man who, not after cotton wool, the man who created, invented cotton wool.
What was his name?
I can't
Johnson
know
and Johnson.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I'm going to say true as well. Lock it in.
It is true, yes. His Birmingham surgeon and the inventor of cotton wool, Dr. Samson Gamgee, was Samwise Gamgee.
Oh, yes, I remember Sam.
Oh, you did see them then?
I did. No, I have. I have seen some of the films, yeah.
This is my precious.
Oh, there's Gollum.
My precious.
went on the light. Looking some cute
yeah. That's too good. That's very good.
Have
you seen that movie way too many times?
It's one of my favourite books, is The Hobbit.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. My turn.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Kate. So you know the way you might hear stories, and I'm a victim of this as well, where somebody tells you to buy or invest into something, and you're just like, I don't understand what you're talking about. 10 years ago, I was told to invest in Bitcoin. I didn't know what they meant. I'd be a billionaire by now. But if you remember in the movie Forrest Gump, where he became rich because he bought Apple shares.
Oh, yeah.
He became rich. He got a letter and he opened it up and bought Apple shares. While watching Forrest Gump in 1994, you saw this happen when you could have bought Apple shares. If you put 10 euro of Apple stock into your thing, so if you bought that, today it would be worth 8,000 euro. So in 1994, after being tipped off by Forrest Gump to buy Apple shares, you would be...
You put in how much money?
Tenner would be worth 8,000. So basically, if you put 1,000 euro in, it'd be worth 83,000.
It's on a massive markup.
Sorry. If you put a tenner in, a 1,000 euro, you'd be 830,000.
You've absolutely destroyed your fact. You've botched it, so it's trash.
The maths messed you up.
Okay,
yeah. You know, that's just a calculator. I'm saying true.
Okay, thank you.
Because I think that was when it was kind of getting starting to soar.
Yeah, and I've used the true. If you had invested 1,000 euro, you would be 830,000 better off now today.
But you didn't say eight. That you
no, we just got the maths wrong.
But you put the numbers.
No, I did say 10, and you'd have this much. But if you then I did say if you put 1,000.
Yeah, that was very underwhelming when you went with the 10. I was like. Yawn, really?
You invest 10 euro into something and you get 8 grand later on.
35 years later.
All right, if you nearly got a million out of it, then if you invested 1,000. Boring.
No, not boring.
Boring!
No, not boring.
Yeah,
boring. So anyway, my turn.
All right.
Yeah.
We've actually run out of time now.
Nope.
All right, go on.
So, according to the Citizens Information Article 749, since 2014...
749?
Mm-hmm, 57% of traffic wardens in Ireland...
What's the percentage?
57%. Had initially trained in Templemore to become a guard, but they failed their final year project. So, as a way to build up their percentage, they are advised to take a year out to become a traffic warden. And the training allows them to practice going undercover by hiding behind trees, issue fines, and it also allows them to practice the infamous Garda line, step out of the vehicle.
So, what's the act? Citizens Information Article 749.
2017.
Which
section?
2014, sorry.
Section Public Information.
No, which section of the article?
The Public Information section.
What?
Which section?
What section?
Section
72. Bull. I'm not going to listen. This is absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
It's nonsense, but it's a good way for you to vent your feelings.
The Citizens Information Article, section something of Article
I didn't look at the section.
Absolute BS.
It's not BS.
Okay, what are you saying?
Get out of the vehicle.
Yeah, so it's like it's the training
not
thing.
True, yeah.
It's not true. It's not true.
What are you saying? Which is it?
No, I'm asking Joel what he thinks.
No, I'm saying it's not true. It's trash.
I don't know. That's probably trash. But it makes sense, though, when you think about it.
What does it mean?
that they go for a year out.
For a gap year, but
yeah,
traffic
to
walk.
Train.
So I'm interested to know, is like at the end of your guard of training, of what project you have to do.
Yeah.
Is it a little kind of like, pick your favourite subject and you're going to make a little wall chart. What do you like over there, officer to be Una? I like animals. What's your favourite animal? Lepretians, they're not real, they're called leprechauns. I like to do projects on them. Grant, you go off there, be a parking board.
How do you know that they don't have final year projects in Templemore? I bet you they do. Any guards around? You have to do any final year projects.
I wonder where the tax disc has gone from the front of your car.
It's there, it's displayed now.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Truth or Trash always brings me giggles. Now, something annoyed me, and it was just very small, but it was just going on and on and on, and I had to call somebody out on it.
And it was this.
So I need to bring something up, and I'm going to address this to our producer, Donald. You do something, and I have to say it because I want to see, does anybody else get annoyed by the small micro things that people around them do all the time?
I probably do many things that annoy you, but yeah.
I have a list. But there's one thing that you started to do recently, and I have asked you to stop because you're standing there with your coffee travel mug, and there's a little hole in it where the coffee comes out, but you stand there blowing into it constantly while we're in the studio. It's a soundproof studio, so it's like without anything on, it's nice and quiet in here. And then you hear this.
Go on.
Blow into it.
That's not that annoying.
Yeah,
you have misophonia.
Yeah.
I think I do have misophonia.
No, he does something else that's more annoying.
Oh, here we go.
Just,
get it out.
Humming along to songs.
Yay!
If he doesn't know the words, he'll hum along. Doesn't know the words, he'll hum along.
And you know what you do.
Hey, watch me with the wonder.
Yeah, while we're throwing stones, yeah.
That's what I do.
A number of things.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, but...
Oh, let me guess. Do windies.
The windies, I'm used to them.
Yeah.
You go diddle with the aircon, so I'm freezy balls in here every single morning and I have to bring in jackets because I'm freezing.
I don't think you're getting this in it. That's not a micro annoyance.
No, it's a massive annoyance.
We have agreed on 20 degrees in the studio.
No, we have agreed on 20 degrees, and
we have agreed on 20 degrees.
Well, I'm going back to the table with 22 degrees. So
somebody had it on 23 and it was like a sauna in here. It's not really good for the equipment to overheat.
Oh yeah, I always bring out the equipment.
A good radio presenter always blames his tools. Hey, all right. So what? Don't get me started on you. Snotzer.
What do you mean?
I'm coming
I've
in
got
here.
Allergies.
Your allergies would annoy me.
Why? Because
now I'm making your eyeballs itch. Yeah. All right. What are the micro things that annoy you about people that you work with? Maybe it's somebody that is like this on the keyboard. You know those people?
Oh, the one finger
heavy hammer typer. Oh my God. All right, what are the small things that annoy you about people that you work with? Maybe people that you live with or that you go to school or college with. 087-110-2107. What are the things? Or do you ever get those people like, you know, we're always having conversations, okay?
Yeah.
We're always discussing what's coming up on the show and stuff like this.
Yeah,
we might be on the production floor. There might be other people out there. But then when somebody shushes you and they're louder than you.
Oh, yeah.
And their shush is louder than your conversation. What's that? Do you know we should do the show tomorrow? We should do this thing where we out on our bed. We're talking about those small little things. Donald literally drove me up the wall.
It's not even that loud.
It's so annoying when somebody's when you're in a room and he's blown into his coffee cup just like that. But no, you were doing it like this. Let me get my cup. Stop. You were doing it. You were going.
Oh, little blows. Yeah. It's hot. It's somehow hotter out of that machine, the Americano, for some reason.
Do you know what it's... Maybe I'm having
a midlife crisis.
No. Misophonia.
No, what is it when you have a memory from before?
Deja vu.
Something trauma. Yeah. Childhood trauma, right? Maybe I'm having a childhood trauma memory that I never got the train set that I wanted.
I'm so sorry to bring that up.
And then I bring the...
It's like the chimney,
We got a message in from Claire who says, Amanda, who works with us, is always the person at the end of a long meeting when asked, does anybody have any questions?
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
She
no.
asks the question, and everyone goes, Amanda!
Don't do that. That's the worst.
It's like, because, and especially on a Zoom or a Teams call,
because
you're sitting there anyway and you're sleeping, you're just like, oh God. like we're early risers, we're up at stupid o'clock.
Yeah.
And then when there's bloody Teams at 3 in the afternoon when we should be, you know, going to bed, then they're just like, all right, so does anybody have any questions? Yeah, sorry, I have some questions. So, and then they like,
shut up, Amanda.
So, question one. What did you mean by, I know where you live.
Alicia in RG says, the office slurper, the one who sits beside you and slurps his way through the day, my poor brain can't take it.
Slurping's more offensive than blowing.
Are you a slurper or a blower?
I just did the...
Oh, you're a blower.
Yeah.
Do you two ever listen to yourselves?
Yeah, I realise how that sounded, yeah.
What?
write it down.
And look at it.
And then go away. Go to the toilet. Maybe have a cup of coffee. Come back and read in your head what you just said on the radio.
What?
No, don't say it again.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. It's all right.
Will I move on to the next?
I think we should just move on. Okay.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Thanks for taking time out of whatever you're doing. Listen to our Breakfast Rolled podcast. Listening on the Go Loud app, maybe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Hit subscribe, follow, like, share. Do what you need to do. Or join us weekday mornings from 6 a.m. on iRadio. We'll see you later.